Smith, both feet on the rubber, gets a sign of Murray, deals to the plate. Ground ball up along third, backhanded by Duarte at third. A long throw, beauty! What a play! And the runner, Maugham, kind of jumps up and down like, oh, man. But he knew that that was an outstanding play by Dallas Duarte, who dove to his right, got the ball in the glove, and got up on his feet, quickly threw a strike to Alex Beza. And that is an outstanding throw, an outstanding play, and that great defensive play brought to you by Spectrum. Joy the batter. And Joy hits one in the air pretty well to center. Scott going back. And makes a diving catch. He laid the glove out and rolled over and made the catch. Another outstanding play here in the inning by Scotty Scott to rob Cole Joy of extra bases as he did a somersault at the end of the play. He snow-coned it on a backhand, then did the somersault, made sure that he held on to the ball. That is outstanding by Scotty Scott. And that ends the inning. And another great defensive play brought to you by Spectrum. Maki came into today 3-10. So for him, the hits keep coming. Would like to get a hit here. First and third of the runners. Best at third. Scott at first. Yamazaki digging in. Ruiz takes a breath, comes to the plate. It's a liner in the right center field. That's a base hit. In the score is Best to tie the game. Stopping at second is Scott. It's a 1-1 game as Yamazaki comes through with an RBI and gets his 24th run batted in of the year. Sunshine in the outfield. The majority of the infield covered by shadows with the exception of the second base area. A little bit of sunshine there. Lopez would like to spread some sunshine with a base hit to knock in a run. 1-2 the count. Here comes the pitch to Ethan. Ground ball toward the hole at third. Stabbed by the third baseman Rivera. He throws to second. It is not in time. 2-1 in favor of the Rainbow Warriors as it pulled the second baseman Huffman off the bag. Everybody safe. And Lopez gets an RBI. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union. Heli Mai, come belong. For the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors, it'll be Scotty Scott leading off in center field. He is batting first. Maki Yamazaki in the number two hole again today. He is a DH. Brennan Hancock, the left fielder, bats third. Ethan Lopez back to third base. He's batting cleanup. Alex Beza, the first baseman, bats fifth. Dalen Kalikdon, the second baseman, batting sixth. Dallas Duarte, the catcher, bats seventh. Jack Cannelli, the shortstop, batting eighth. And in right field will be Tyler Best. Best is batting ninth. Scott Yamazaki, Hancock, Lopez, Beza, Kalikdon, Duarte, Cannelli, Best. And pitching for the Rainbow Warriors is Logan Polson. Polson, 3-2, 3.98 ERA. We'll go over the defense for the Dirtbags of Long Beach State. Jacob Huey at first, Lane Huffman at second, Tyler Porter at third, Santino Rivera at shortstop. Luke Rasmussen is in left field. In center, Chase Luttrell and Aiden Maugham in right. The catcher is Antonio Torres, and John Sheeks is the pitcher. Sheeks comes in 1-1, a 7.84 ERA. So the battery profile for Long Beach State, Torres the catcher, Sheeks the pitcher, brought to you by Popeye's Louisiana Chicken. Love that chicken from Popeye's. Another sunshiny evening, a little cooler than the previous couple of evenings, and a little more wind here today, but an outstanding day for baseball. When the wind blows, much like Les Murakami Stadium, it blows inward, so hitting a home run at night, very difficult, even when defense is about 15, 20 feet in. Talked to a former player who was here years ago when I was, and the fences were way back. And they were brick, and they're still out there. You can see them if you go out there. First pitch to Scott is taking a ball. One ball, no strike. First pitch brought to you by HGEA. And Scotty Scott comes in, 291, no home runs, 20 runs batted in. Here's the wind by Sheiks, a 1-1 record, and a high fly ball to left field. Right there is Luke Rasmussen, who makes a catch, one away in the first inning. Maki Yamazaki will come up. He's batting 307. Yamazaki coming in with two home runs, 24 runs batted in. Hit a home run last week in his final home series as a Rainbow Warrior, the graduate. I talked to him before the game, and first thing he said to me about, as it sunk in that you're graduating and that you've already graduated, this is your final game, as the first pitch to him, taking a strike, 0-1. And his answer to me was kind of funny because he said, well, the best thing, I don't have to study anymore. And then he kind of paused and said, there's still going to be responsibility, but I don't have to study anymore. And he was very happy about that part. So Maki at the plate has had a good series, and the next pitch to him is down low, and the count even at one ball and one strike. No score in the early going here. The Dirtbags and the Rainbow Warriors. Here comes the wind by Sheiks. He deals, swung on and nubbed at the plate foul. And Yamazaki is down in the count, one ball and two strikes. As Josh Pacheco mentioned on the pregame show, UC Santa Barbara has won the Big West Conference, 19-5. Their record, Irvine 17-7, Cal Poly 17-7 in conference. But UC Santa Barbara 45-9, the overall record for them. Here comes the pitch by Sheiks, and Yamazaki rips it in the right field. That's a base hit. To his left is Malm to get it. It goes all the way to the wall in front of the Weaver sign on the Jared Weaver bullpen, and Yamazaki is in with a double. And for Maki, he collects his fifth double of the year. Just smashed it down the left field line. And he's a guy who was really focused and really playing with a lot of passion and batting practice today. He knows this is his last game as a collegiate player, and he was treating it such in pregame BP and kind of had a gleam in his eye as he was batting for the final time in BP before the game and smashed a double there. So Yamazaki with a one-out double, and that will bring up the next batter, Brennan Hancock, who smashed a home run last night, his first of the year, his 10th RBI. He's batting 305. On the season, and Hancock takes one in the dirt. Almost got away from Antonio Torres, but good block by him. No advancement by Yamazaki, and a count one ball, no strikes. Yamazaki 1-for-2 on the stolen base front, so no threat to go. But who knows, last game of the season, all bets are off in terms of what coaches might do. They might try some things that maybe they don't normally do, so I've seen that before in different situations. And there's a liner in the left field, but it's going to go right to the left fielder, Rasmussen. And that's the story of this series, as Hancock hit it hard, but it was a rope that Rasmussen needed to move 1 foot to his left and made the catch as it went right at him. So another tough luck hit that went for an out, and that'll bring up Ethan Lopez. Lopez playing his final collegiate game as well. Young man out of Whittier, California, which is right down the road, and also La Mirada High School, which is even closer down the road. Been to that school many, many times. And Lopez, bent knees, upright stance with the upper body, takes one down low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. No score, top of the first inning. And while we have a break, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. Hawaii Baseball on the Rainbow Warrior Network, powered by CBS Sports Radio. Lopez takes a ball, two balls and no strikes to Ethan Lopez. Lopez with Yamazaki over at second base. Still no score here in the early going. Lopez would love to get an RBI here on his final game. He takes a strike on the inside corner. So the count 2-1 to Ethan Lopez. Lopez, a guy who always has a smile on his face. Guy who always loves to commiserate with his teammates. He loops one in the center field, a base hit. Yamazaki rounds the bend. The throw is offline. He scores. Lopez goes to second on the air, and it's 1-0 Hawaii on an RBI single by Ethan Lopez. So Ethan Lopez gets a team-high 43rd RBI of the year, and he's got a lot of family and friends in the seats. Solid hit up the middle, and Alex Baza now will come up. So they don't give an error, it looks like. They're just going to rule on the throw. Because where the throw was going, Yamazaki might have made it to second anyway. So no error on the play, but the second hit in the game, and it's a RBI for Lopez. Lopez goes to second on the throw on Yamazaki scoring. And it's 1-0 Hawaii. First pitch to Baza, taken down low and in the dirt. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. And it brings up one of those questions. And yeah, the Rainbow Warriors have seen outstanding pitching here this year, but a couple of hard hit balls. Why did they fall today and not yesterday and the day before? Because, man, they've been hitting the ball hard this entire series, but they get the 1-0 lead here in the first. Baza at the plate. Wigwagging the bat, and he hits a high towering fly ball to center. Luttrell to his right, towards left center, and makes a catch. So a fly ball to Chase Luttrell ends the inning, but in the inning, the Rainbow Warriors get a run. Brought to you by Sports Fan. It's not just sporting goods, it's a way of life. And they do it on two hits, a man left on after half an inning. Hawaii 1 and Long Beach State coming up. Hawaii Baseball on the Rainbow Warrior Network.